She's considering telling the police about the vitriol she's received. Gina Miller is a philanthropist and co-founder of the SCM Direct, who brought the case to the High Court to rule on whether the triggering of Article 50 requires parliamentary debate and approval. Good afternoon, Gina.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for joining us. I just want to bear with me. I'm going to read some of the threats that you've received according to the Times today. And it's terrible. And I hope you don't mind if I read some of these out on air. I hope it doesn't disturb you too much.
Okay.
One Facebook group entitled UKIP The People's Forum 2020 featured a threat by a member saying, kill her, two behind the ear, throw her in the garbage, dustbin, whatever. And that's not even, you know, I mean, there's lots. One of them, a Facebook user circulated a picture with your face with a swastika on your forehead, along with a caption, who's going to help me? Anyway, you know, sexually
awful.
Abuse.
Yeah.
And it's just disgusting. I mean, really terrible, terrible stuff. Just because you brought a case to the High Court and the judgment wasn't in your hands, that was in the judge's hands. Are you coping okay with this level of abuse?
It's obviously upsetting, but I have to think in my mind and in my heart, I have to think this is bigger than what is the vitriol. This is something so important to all of us. And actually, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but I'm afraid the media and the politicians have a lot to answer for on this. Because by even calling it the Brexit case, it's already being inflammatory in that it is not a Brexit case. It has connotations for Brexit, but this is something so fundamental to the rule of law. We are not a dictatorship. We cannot. It would have set a precedent if Theresa May would use this old ancient royal prerogative to trigger Article 50, that a prime minister is not above, is somehow above the law and can do whatever they want without parliamentary scrutiny. Is that the democracy we all want to live in? It was the elephant in the room that nobody was willing to address.
Indeed, and I think whether one voted Brexit or Remain is irrelevant to this question as to how our parliamentary sovereignty is shaped going forward.
Absolutely, and you know, we would be undoing 400 years. That's the last time there was a case which said quite categorically that this ancient royal prerogative could not be used to take away people's rights. And that's what this case is fundamentally about. And the fact that it's been politicized by the government and by the press is unforgivable, because what basically are saying, sack all MPs, we don't need a parliament, we're not sovereign. So at the very moment they're arguing for let's get back our power, you know, in British judges, in a British court, ruled British law, which said this is how it had to happen. They gave the certainty and the way forward. They've said to Mrs. May and her government, here you are, you need to have an act of parliament. I can't understand why they don't just get on and do it.
Now, Gina, there were two other claimants who initially came forward alongside you, but you ended up being the only one left. Tell us why that is.
I can't speak for them. They chose not to be known because they were frightened. I have to say, from a lot of the emails and messages that I've received, which are heartbreaking about the way people feel frightened and the dark clouds that are gathering in Britain, people feel frightened in their own homes. They've come here. They love Britain. I mean, this whole idea, for example, that I'm an immigrant and I'm not British. I was born in British Guiana before we became independent. From birth, I've been British.
Let me just make it very clear for everyone that anyone listening here, it's a terribly racist thing to say to somebody born as a British citizen that they're not British because of the colour of their skin. And it was suggested on air earlier. And I just want to make it very clear for everyone listening that that is unacceptable. An unacceptable level of discrimination,
but it's also the sexism as well. You know, because I'm a woman, because I'm coloured, all these sorts of things. And what has that got to do? It is totally irrelevant to the point I'm raising, which is we need to have a rule of law. That is what Britain is so respected for. We are a civilised society. We're not a dictatorship or some tin pot country. We are Britain. It's a thing all over the world we're respected for. It's why I love this country. It's why everybody else loves this country.
Now, Gina,
what are we all doing?
Gina, you've called on the government to abandon its appeal to the Supreme Court. Tell us why you think that isn't a worthy choice for the government to make.
Well, there were three of the most respected senior judges in the land who basically ruled in my case 3-0. So they were unanimous. So there is no legal wriggle room, if you like, for them to appeal on. So it just is baffling as to why you would appeal a case that is more or less unappealable.
Yeah, well, Theresa May's own advisers have told her prior to this ruling that the chances of them winning at the High Court were higher than the chances of them winning at the Supreme Court. And therefore, if they didn't win now, they were unlikely to win at the Supreme Court. So I'd be surprised if they're going to waste more public finances attempting to pursue this judgment further.
There is also one addition to that, in that if there's already noises being made by a number of governments that they would join me in the appeal against the government, do they really want to do that? I mean, it is so, you know, everyone sort of says, oh, I'm a Remainer, whatever, childish playground names they want to call. But in the way, they're doing exactly the same thing with this appeal, because actually a British court, the highest in the land, one of the highest in the land, has ruled and given them certainty. So what are they Remaining about, or what are they complaining about?
Well, Gina, this isn't a news show. This is an opinion show, and therefore I'm entitled. In fact, I have been asked for this very reason to host this show, to give my opinion. And my opinion on you is that you are a constitutional hero. I think the country should celebrate the fact that you have preserved parliamentary sovereignty and brought this issue to light. So thank you, Gina Miller, and do join us again. That's Gina Miller, who brought the Brexit case before the High Court and is considering